TSA successfully rolls out new identity verification system for American flyers. The Transportation Security Administration successfully implemented TSA Confirm ID, which offers airline passengers without real ID documentation an alternative method to get verified for flights, the agency said in a February 5 statement. The TSA notified the public last month that passengers without a real ID or other acceptable form of identification could verify their identity using Confirm ID beginning February 1. Based on early data reports, 95% to 99% of travelers are presenting real IDs or other acceptable forms of identification at airport security checkpoints, the TSA said in its recent statement. The rest of the passengers have the option to use TSA Confirm ID by paying a $45 fee for a 10-day travel period. The new system is designed to strengthen identity verification and further enhance aviation security by closing long-standing gaps in ID standards, the TSA said. Travelers can get a Confirm ID by visiting the ID webpage at pay.gov and prepaying $45 through a bank account, credit card, debit card, PayPal, or Venmo. Once the payment is processed, the person receives a confirmation email. They can then show the printed or electronic copy of the Confirm ID receipt from the email to TSA checkpoint officers at airports to begin the identity verification process. While the TSA will attempt to verify the person's identity and allow them through security, there is no guarantee TSA can do so, the agency clarified. The Real ID Act, passed by Congress in 2005, enacted recommendations made by the 9/11 Commission, with the federal government establishing minimum security standards for issuing identification documents such as driver's licenses and identification cards. It prohibited federal agencies from accepting identification cards and driver's licenses not compliant with Real ID regulations for certain official purposes. This act came into full enforcement in May last year. People without Real ID compliant identification are prohibited from boarding federally regulated commercial aircraft, accessing military installations or federal government facilities, or entering nuclear power plants. The TSA said in its recent statement that Confirm ID provides non-compliant passengers with additional verification while ensuring that illegal immigrants, terrorists, and other bad actors do not slip through the cracks and end up boarding flights alongside legitimate passengers. TSA Confirm ID has been a huge success due to the ongoing collaboration with our airline, airport, and industry partners and effective public outreach and communications efforts, said Steve Lawrence, TSA Acting Executive Assistant Administrator for Security Operations. We have seen negligible operational impact in the system because of the preparation of our team and work of our partners. Real ID requirement. Last month, a TSA official revealed that around 6% of American air travelers were still not displaying identification meeting strict federal standards, such as Real ID. According to Federal Aviation Administration data, more than 3 million airline passengers fly in and out of U.S. airports daily. To avoid delays or missed flights, all travelers should obtain a Real ID or another acceptable form of identification before heading to the airport, TSA official Adam Stahl said. Real ID compliant documentation includes a driver's license or a non-driver photo ID card issued by a state's Department of Motor Vehicles, a passport, a Department of Defense ID, and a lawful permanent resident card. In addition to being required for air travel, Real ID may soon be required for elections as well. Earlier this month, Senator John Cornyn introduced the Save America Act, which imposes citizenship and photo ID requirements to vote, the lawmaker's office said in a February 2 statement. Identification complying with the Real ID Act will be considered as acceptable proof of citizenship, according to the bill. It is ridiculous that we need to pass a bill to ensure that Americans alone are the ones voting in our federal elections, Cornyn said. Due to the reckless open border policies and Democrat-run sanctuary cities, this is the reality we live in, he said. The bill will ensure that our elections are secure and solely determined by American citizens, he added.